Businesses fined £350,000 for using illegal workers. Oxfordshire businesses have been fined nearly £350,000 for employing illegal workers, including at a car wash, corner shop and takeaway. In Oxford, JJ's Car Wash, based at the Kassam Stadium in Grenoble Road, was caught with illegal immigrants working at its site. Immigration Enforcement, which published details on the car wash, said JJ's had been fined £90,000 for who it employed. Elegant Car Wash Limited is now liable to pay for the fine, but there is an active proposal to strike off the company on Companies House. Meanwhile, Gratia Cura Residential of Didcot was hit with a £40,000 fine following an immigration enforcement investigation. In its most recent Ofsted inspection, carried out in April 2025, Gratia Cura Residential was rated as being inadequate. Ofsted said staff did not read key plans for the placing authority that provide rich guidance on how to support the children. As a result, this led to the children being involved in serious incidents that placed them at significant risk of harm. Reform Didcot councillor Howe Doe said the children have come first in this story. Ofsted found two of them at significant risk of harm, and the same provider has now been fined for employing someone without the right to work. That is basic compliance. If a business can't get it right, it's fair to ask what else it was getting wrong, and the Ofsted report suggests a great deal. Families in Didcot expect homes looking after vulnerable children to be run properly and expect problems to be picked up quickly. I will be following up with Oxfordshire County Council to ask what they are doing to ensure homes operating in our area are meeting the standards children deserve. Carterton Indian takeaway Bilash Tandoori was also visited by immigration enforcement recently and had received a whopping big fine of £280,000 for employing illegal workers. J&K Cuisine Limited, the registered company of Bilash, fell into liquidation after immigration enforcement paid a visit in the summer of last year. Details of this raid and how many illegal workers were found have not been published in the recent list by immigration enforcement. However, as a general rule, businesses that have been caught with an illegal worker on site receive a fine of up to £45,000 per illegal worker. And near Banbury, immigration enforcement officers visited Raj convenience store, also known as Sanders News, on Main Road, Middleton Cheney, after a tip-off was made. Public Home Office documents say during an interview with the illegal worker, she admitted she had worked at the shop for the last 3 to 4 years. She was paid £6 per hour for her work stacking shelves 4 days a week for 3 to 4 hours per day, the documents say. The business was fined £45,000, and there is a photograph of three immigration enforcement officers at work.